I'm listening to you, Bill. How are you?
I'm good, John. Good morning. How are you? And good morning to all our listeners out there.
There's Bill Snyder, our Chicago take today on the weather. I'm going to talk about the situation in some of the schools after the news at 11. This conversation is sponsored by HagertyAutoGroup.com. We reached out to you earlier in the week when we, last week, thought that it might be 109. And while we all kind of pushed that to the side, 100 is in the offing maybe Thursday, huh?
You know what, John? As a matter of fact, looking at some of the new data, it's now looking likely where tomorrow is going to be the day that we're watching the thermometer closely. We have a very good chance of getting close to, if not reaching, triple digits tomorrow, and that's on the thermometer level. And when you factor in the high levels of humidity that we're going to experience, the heat index could be anywhere between 110 and 115, and that's considered a dangerous level of heat and humidity. Anytime you get a heat index that hits that 105 threshold, that's typically the area where you get into the dangerous level, so where you have to really, you know, start exercising some caution, you know, and think about doing things earlier in the morning and avoiding strenuous exercise, you know, in the heart of the heat of the day. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting. The record high for tomorrow is 97 back in 1947. I think there's a very, very good chance that we break that record. And should we hit 100, John, this is pretty noteworthy. It's at O'Hare Field, which is our official station. It's not hit 100 at O'Hare since July 6th, 2012, so more than 11 years ago. And the other interesting stat is if we were to hit 100, the last time it was 100 degrees this late in the season, so, you know, being late August or even into September, you have to go all the way back to September the 7th, 1960. And that's the last time that the thermometer reached triple digits so late in the year. So, you know, we've got it's some pretty remarkable heat, not unprecedented by any means, but we certainly haven't had a lot of that kind of temperatures this summer. And, you know, we've watched the heat all around us down across the southern plains from Texas to Arizona, and even parts of Oklahoma and Louisiana and Florida. So it's not that the heat hasn't been there, but we've now, you know, with that tropical storm that moved into California just yesterday, that's kind of nudged a whole hot air dome east. And what's happened is that hot air dome has expanded. And so, you know, we're sitting here right on the precipice of some pretty intense heat. And but if there's some good news, I know you had just asked about 100 on Thursday, is for those that don't like the heat, it looks like and the timing is going to be key here. We're getting some various model solutions on the timing of this, but it appears now that what's going to happen is late tomorrow night into Thursday morning, there's going to be a complex of thunderstorms that rolls through parts of Michigan. And what may happen, John, as that thunderstorm complex moves through there is it tends to cause an outflow or a wind boundary that's going to shift closer towards us. And it might act to shift the winds northeast, at least on the shoreline and air-conditioned parts of the city on Thursday. Now, the timing of that is all over the place right now. So if it happens earlier, that would certainly put the kibosh on anything close to 100 degrees on Thursday. And we might, you know, see a high temperature occur late in the morning or towards lunchtime and then watch our temperatures fall throughout the afternoon. And we could be down, you know, in areas along the lake, it could be down in the 70s by Thursday evening. So that's going to be something to watch. And we're certainly going to modify the forecast there. But I think for tomorrow, our forecast is very solid, and that is, you know, like I said, we could be approaching triple digits, and if not reaching triple digits in many parts of the area. Okay. And, you know, with that being said, the National Weather Service is on top of this, and they've issued the excessive heat warning, which goes into effect at 11 a.m. tomorrow, and it runs through 9 p.m. tomorrow night.
I have just 1 minute left, Bill, but I noticed, though, that whatever happens Wednesday or Thursday, a lot of the forecasts from a lot of the sources say that by Saturday, Sunday, high temperatures will be closer to 80 degrees. And it's not
absolutely.
And I'm not hearing about some giant storm that's coming through cooling it off. It's like 100 degrees, 80 degrees. That's weird.
Right. Yeah. No, it is. And you know, a lot of that, John, has to do with just the dynamics in the atmosphere in relation to when the front happens to move through. And so if we get this lake breeze boundary to go through, we could potentially pop some strong storms on Thursday as that boundary moves in. And once that happens, then that will tend to stabilize things. And, you know, we'll kind of segue down. We'll segue down from there into the low to mid 80s on Friday. And then there's a very good chance on the weekend we don't get out of the mid to upper 70s for a high. So it's, you know, this is a short-lived hot spell.
Yeah,
very short-lived.
I'll take it. Well, and of the 2 days, maybe Wednesday, the warmer of the two and cooler weather this weekend. And, Bill, we'll get through this. I really appreciate your insight. Thanks for the heads up on all of that.
You bet, John. Always great to talk to you, my friend.
Bill Snyder is the WGN-TV weather producer.